demonstrators. Anti-government demonstrations in Machakos town turned violent after some of the protesters were arrested by the police. The peaceful protests degenerated into chaos following the arrest, which forced the protesters to camp outside the Machakos police station demanding the release of their colleague. Police were forced to use tear gas to disperse the rowdy and violent protesters who had threatened to storm the Machakos police station. The protester was arrested while mobilizing residents to take part in the demonstrations. Business came to a standstill in the town as the protesters engaged police in running battles. The businesses were shut down by their owners over fear of incurring losses through looting. Mbesa Mutala, a businessman in Machakos town, urged the protesters to maintain the initial purpose of the demonstrations, which was to pass their grievances peacefully to the government without vandalizing people's property. Business operators have closed their businesses today, Tuesday. Because of the demonstrations in fear of encountering losses, the protesters are not using peaceful ways to pass their message to the government, rather they are using force and destroying people's property, said Mbesa. He added that residents should give the government more time in order for changes to be implemented. Those engaging in protests even after President William Ruto promised to make changes don't have the original motive of the protest but just want things to remain on a standstill, Mbesa said.